This is Barbara Ridenour with the Decatur Herald and Review, dated May 6th, 2016. We'll begin today's reading on the front page with Mayor, Decatur is stronger than ever, despite challenges. In her first State of the City address, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf declared that Decatur is stronger today than ever. But the mayor also said her glasses were not so rose-colored as to ignore its challenges. Speaking at the breakfast that traditionally opens the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo, Moore Wolf said that recent announcements, though painful, should not overshadow Decatur's strong recovery and recent period of growth. Her remarks came 2 days after the news that Kmart will close its Decatur location and Caterpillar Incorporated plans to consolidate its mining and technology division in Arizona will result in the loss of jobs in Decatur. I believe in Decatur, she said. I believe in the business community. I believe in the workers. I believe in you, the people of this community. I know Decatur is great, and we are only going to get greater together. Moore Wolf highlighted investments in the community over the past 15 months, from Millikan University's $27 million University Commons project to several restaurants that will open this summer, including Sonic. City and Macon County leaders pledged earlier this year to work together on lobbying for two large transportation-related projects, an overpass at Brush College Road and the Macon County Beltway. Moore Wolf said cooperation between the city, county, the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur, and Macon County, and the chamber to identify and advocate for the same project is crucial. We're not asking for a handout. We're not asking for a bailout. We're asking for the tools to be an economic success. City Manager Tim Gleason reiterated the importance of bolstering the city's aging infrastructure. The Decatur City Council approved a local motor fuel tax earlier this year, and in prior years has supported measures to pay for sewer and stormwater improvements, as well as the $91 million Lake Decatur dredging project. One of the biggest complaints we hear about is the condition of our streets, that we haven't been able to fund any real street repair work in years because of finances. You're going to start to see results really soon, Gleason said. In a panel discussion led by radio personality Brian Byers, community leaders emphasized their optimism about the city's direction and steps already taken toward future success. Ryan McGrady, president of the EDC, compared the city's progress over several years to building a house, something he used to do with his father. They'd work all day on the foundation, but the progress was not always visible. His mother would show up with dinner and ask what they'd been doing. The foundation, in this case, is infrastructure. Sewer and road projects may not be glamorous or exciting, but they are necessary to attract new businesses and promote growth for those that are already here, he said. These are the foundation builders, and they need your encouragement, McCready said of the city leaders. The breakfast also marked the launch of a new group of young professionals that will operate through the chamber. Paula Hengel, Community Relations Coordinator for Ameren, Illinois, announced that Decatur Emerging Leaders would seek to provide social networking, professional development, and community service opportunities. Hengel was part of a group through the Decatur Leadership Institute that worked on developing the concept last year. The whole idea is to give somebody a well-rounded view of Decatur and a well-rounded offering of activities, she said. The target age group is 20 to 40, and there's no age cutoff. But there's no age cutoff, Hengel said, nor any requirements about what type of job makes someone a professional. Those who are interested can visit the Chamber's website at www.decaturchamber.com or contact Decatur Merging Leaders at gmail.com. That's DecaturChamber.com or email DecaturMergingLeaders@gmail.com. 38 Special Thompson Square Headline Decatur Celebration. Decatur Celebration kicks off its fourth decade in August with a 1980s Southern rock band, a 1990s funk group, and a current country music couple. The announcements were made at Thursday's news conference at the Decatur Civic Center during the Chamber Business Expo. The top acts announced were 38 Special, Morris Day and the Time, and Thompson Square. The reaction at the Civic Center was quieter than last year. Last year's acts included Deanna Carter, Blues Traveler, Kool and the Gang, En Vogue, and Vanilla Ice. The latter two drew the strongest reaction at last year's news conference. The 30th year is always going to be extra special, Celebration producer Lori Sturgill said, because it was the 30th year. The festival has always been a special thing the city rallies around. Southern rock band 38 Special returns to Decatur to headline the August 5th to the 7th celebration. The group last appeared but didn't perform in Decatur in 1995. Their headlining show at the Decatur-Macon County Fair was rained out. People have been asking me to bring them in for years, Sturgill said. Morris Day and the Time, proteges of Prince, who appeared in the films Purple Rain and Graffiti Bridge, are also on the celebration bill. Husband and wife Thompson Square, which had top five country albums in 2011 and 2014, are the top country act scheduled for celebration. Also appearing will be Colton Dixon, a Christian music performer, who finished seventh in the 2012 American Idol. Tribute acts King Michael Jackson, and Two White Crew, a Chicago-based 90s hip-hop show, are also on the bill. Tribute acts have always done real well for us, Sturgill said. This Michael Jackson act is one of the best in the country. Sturgill said that more acts will be announced as the lineup fills out. Returning events include the Macon County Queen Pageant, an adorable baby contest, and the fifth Henkel's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and the Land of Lincoln Credit Union 21 Film Project. The first Decatur celebration event is the French Fried 5K and Street Party on Saturday, June 4th. The 5K will be timed for serious runners, but others will be able to walk, shortcut to the end of the race, and consume food along the way. The Street Party will feature live music and street vendors. French Fried 5K registration and more information is available at FrenchFried5KFestival.com. That's all one word. FrenchFried5KFestival.com. In local news, government and politics, Illinois Senate finds bipartisan spirit for higher education. Springfield. Democrats and Republicans in the Illinois Senate believe they found a successful formula for ending nearly a year-long partisan standoffs over state spending. For the second time in as many weeks, senators from both sides of the aisle came together Thursday to approve funding for public universities, community colleges, and grants to low-income students, all of which have been deprived of state money since the fiscal year began July 1st without a budget in place. The winning formula, spending bills that aren't tied to items on Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's pro-business, union-weakening turnaround agenda, but we are tied to specific revenue sources, It worked in the Senate, and I strongly encourage the House to do the same as we have done, said State Senator Pat McGuire, Democrat of Joliet, chairman of the Senate Higher Education Committee, because it's the best thing to do, the best way to move forward, obviously, in a bipartisan manner for all the people of Illinois. The measure approved Thursday would spend $454 million to bring eight state university systems up to 60% funding, the same level that Chicago State University received in a measure Rauner signed into law last week. That part of the plan was approved on a 55-2 vote. The spending would be covered by letting the state off the hook for repaying money borrowed from the special funds to plug holes in last year's budget. That portion passed on a 54-3 vote. McGuire's comments came at a news conference shortly after the votes. He was joined by a fellow Democrat, Senator Gary Forby of Benton, and Republican Senators Jason Barrickman of Bloomington, Chapin Rose of Mahomet, and Dave Luchtefeld of Okaville, and Karen McConaughey of St. Charles. Approval of the measure came a day after Eastern Illinois University President David Glassman told a House committee that the $12.5 million his school is receiving from the $600 million stopgap measure Rauner signed last week won't be enough to get the school through the summer. Glassman told committee members that he'll likely have to cut more positions on top of the 363 jobs that have been eliminated since last summer. The Senate's newfound bipartisan spirit hasn't extended to a Democratic proposal to overhaul the way the state distributes money to local school districts. State Senator Andy Menard, Democrat of Bunker Hill, didn't call his measure for a vote Thursday following strong criticism from Republicans a day earlier on the release of the Illinois State Board of Education's district-by-district analysis of the plan. In education, bouquets blossom at Durfee, Decatur. Gail Bruckner has been helping small children make Mother's Day bouquets since her eldest grandchild, now 36, was in first grade. "I love to see their faces," she said, as she and fellow members of the Garden Club of Decatur helped the first grade students at Durfee Magnet School make bouquets on Thursday. Over the years, Bruckner said she learned a few tricks to make the project work for small hands. Roses don't last very long and cost a lot, so now she uses Daisy Mums. They hold up for a week or more, and they have stiff stems so that makes them easy to arrange. "I like to set them up for success," Bruckner said. "I like working with the little ones because they're not intimidated by mine and think that theirs looks just as good, and I know their moms will think they're beautiful." Bruckner's granddaughter, Jackie Patterson, is one of two first-grade teachers at Durfee, which is how the Garden Club chose that building. They also worked with kids in Carol Ellis's first-grade class. "I like to make things for people, and I like to be creative," said Tykira Smith, pointing out that she placed the decorative bow in her arrangement right at the front so her mother will see it first. She couldn't decide at first if she'd be able to wait until Sunday to offer the present to her mom, but finally concluded that she would just have to hide it and keep the secret until then. The project is largely subsidized by the Garden Club of Decatur, with a few extra donations made by members to make up the difference. Bruckner and Joe Calkins are co-chairs of youth projects, of which the Garden Club does many. They've helped students at several Decatur elementary schools plant flowers and gardens on their school grounds, taught kids how to start and grow plants, and worked with kids in summer library programs throughout the area. As each child finished his or her bouquet, Ellis set them carefully on the windowsill, where they'd be safe until time to take them home in decorated gift bags. Each little pot was marked with the name of the child who made it. Bruckner said the members of the Garden Club realize that some children don't live with their mothers and made a point of telling the kids that they could give the bouquet to their mom, grandma, or neighbor, or anyone they love and want to make happy. They just kind of came in and kind of took over, Ellis said with a chuckle. Millikan students assess health. A bead of sweat ran down Zach Cronister's brow as he measured the waist circumference of those gathered at Millikan Exercise Science and Sports Students' free health workshop on Thursday. Well, it was the middle-aged adults having their health assessed who perhaps should have been sweating. It was Cronister and the rest of the exercise science and sports students who were being judged on their performance. The students' performance was assessed by their professor, Dr. Tina Cloney, by the video being taken of them and also by those attending the workshop. The event was designed to ready the students for what they may be doing in their careers. Cronister, a senior, is hoping to open a sports enhancement facility. Raquel Rodriguez, a junior, wants to be a dietitian, and Megan Kushner, also a junior, is majoring in athletic training. Interacting with the public is part of all those occupations. Those attending the event were assessed based on family health, body mass index, blood pressure, waist circumference, and lifestyle. As attendees visited each station, the student running the station explained what each score meant and if it measured high, what that meant to their health. I think it's good information, but I may not like what they're telling me, said Elizabeth Majerus of Decatur, who was there with her husband, Owen. Jeff Gates of Mattoon said he lives a healthy lifestyle, eating right and exercising, so he wasn't surprised his assessment was positive. They told me I was healthy and I should continue to exercise, Gates said. I run every day and work out, so that's what I expected. After the assessments, attendees were handed a sheet titled Your Life Expectancy, which contained a series of 42 questions adapted from the Robert F. Allen book, Life Again. Each question was an addition or subtraction of years, with the final result giving users their life expectancy. Then each student gave a specific presentation related to the health field, which, as a whole, was a comprehensive overview of the main health issues faced by adults in Macon County and the United States as a whole. Cardiovascular disease, obesity, cancer, diabetes, alcohol, Alzheimer's disease, and physical activity. After the event, attendees were asked to fill out surveys, grading each of the students' presentations and the overall effectiveness. Local briefs for 5:06. Boil order issued. The village of Argenta will be under a boil order until further notice. Water pressure was lost following a water main repair. Decatur. Power line downed. Macon County Highway 41, Wickles Road, on the north side of Interstate 72, was closed for about an hour and about half an hour Thursday afternoon after a single vehicle crash and a downed power line. The injuries at the scene were not reported to be life-threatening, and the accident was under investigation by the Macon County Sheriff's Office. Monticello. Alzheimer's care. A free presentation on caring for someone with Alzheimer's will be from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, May 10th, at First Christian Church, 1699 North State Street. The presenters will be Betsy Broyles Arnold, daughter of a former Arkansas State Razorbacks coach Frank Broyles, and her daughter Molly. Arnold will talk about her experiences caring for her mother, Barbara Broyles, until her death in 2004. A light lunch will be served, and respite care will be available. Advance registration is required by calling 217-762-7575. That's 762-7575. The event is sponsored by the Piatt County Nursing Home Foundation, Piatt County Nursing Home, and Faith in Action of Piatt County. Decatur, Big Brothers Picnic. A year-end picnic for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Macon County will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, May 10th in the large pavilion of Fairview Park. Five high school graduates will receive special recognition. For more information, call 217-428-4240. That's 428-4240. Decatur, Daisy Awards. The Daisy Awards will be held at St. Mary's Hospital at 1 p.m. on Thursday, May 12th, in the main lobby of the hospital. The Daisy Foundation was created to honor extraordinary nurses. Thursday's event will include a pinning ceremony for five of the nominees and the presentation of the Daisy Award. Light refreshments will be served. For more information about the Daisy Awards at St. Mary's, call Jennifer Bourne, 217-464-5896. That's 464-5896. Or email her at jennifer.bourne@hshs.org. That's jennifer.bourne@hshs.org. In money, ADM looks to grow ingredients business. Archer Daniels Midland Company is moving into position for future success despite challenges facing the agriculture industry in the past year. A leading part of its focus going forward is developing its specialty food ingredients business as it attempts to deliver nutrition to a growing and changing world, ADM Chairman, President, and CEO Juan Luciano said Thursday during the company's annual shareholder meeting at the James Randall Research Center in Decatur. As we continue to evolve, we are remaining true to our heritage, Luciano said. We are proud of our history of innovation and growth. ADM now has one of the broadest product portfolios in the $50 billion food ingredients industry, Luciano said. Goals from its purchase in 2014 of the Wild Flavors business are being met, he said. Luciano said ADM is increasingly building its natural ingredients portfolio while remaining profitable. Wild Flavors recorded its profitable year ever in 2015, most profitable year ever in 2015, Luciano said. It was the most significant portfolio transformation in company history, he said. We want to become an innovation partner of choice for the food and beverage industry. Consumer trends change fast, and we must adjust our portfolio to remain relevant to customers. Luciano sees Decatur being at the center of innovation in the food industry. He said ADM is supporting the development of National Foodworks services as it transforms the nearby former Brush College School building into a food business incubator with state-of-the-art equipment to support product development and packaging. ADM's board of directors met in the National Foodworks Services building prior to the meeting with shareholders. The two businesses are partnering to sponsor the Food Innovation Challenge with proposals from food entrepreneurs in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, Michigan, and Wisconsin due May 16th. ADM is further supporting Decatur with a $2 million of a total $10 million pledged to organizations from ADM Cares going to projects in the local community, Luciano said. The company is moving ahead with its transformation efforts focused on optimizing its existing business, driving operational efficiencies, and looking for cost savings, he said. Luciano said is that it has identified $1 billion in potential cost-saving opportunities. We are now working to implement those and identify others. ADM spent $1.1 billion on projects in 2015 to create value for the company while returning $2.7 billion to shareholders, he said. The board has now declared a cash dividend in 338 consecutive quarters spanning 84 years. During the meeting, Deborah Sandler was elected to the board, joining its 11 incumbent members. Sandler most recently served as Chief Health and Well-Being Officer at Mars, after working as Chief Consumer Officer and President of Mars Chocolate North America. She previously held senior leadership positions at Johnson & Johnson and PepsiCo. Business buckets, Legos, food tools of choice to make connections. Decatur. The Decatur Civic Center was a sea of blue Thursday. More specifically, a sea of blue buckets from Lowe's that seemed to be attached to every arm of those attending the annual Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce's Business Expo and Taste of Decatur. More than 400 buckets were given out at the Lowe's booth, said Lenny Larash, a project specialist interiors at the Forsyth location. As for why they decided on buckets, Pro Services Associate Sandy Carver said it's an item that people can remember to use after the expo ends. With a bag, they'll be put away in a drawer and no one is going to see them or remember them, she said. Buckets were just one of the ways that the more than 100 vendors and exhibitors at the center hope to endear themselves to those who came to the annual Small Business Showcase. This year's event coincided with Small Business Week. Land of Lincoln Credit Union decided to toy around visitors. As people walked into the expo, one of the first sights was the potential trip down Nostalgia Road, a row of Legos and the encouragement to create their own mini version of themselves out of the available pieces. Though toys and banking may not seem to go hand in hand, marketing and culture manager Brandy Bokowitz said that there was a connection. We're here to help them build a business, so building businesses, building Legos, it just made sense, she said. Chamber President Miranda Rothrock was excited to see the mix of businesses participating in the expo, which sold out its various events, including the Taste, State of the City Breakfast, and Preview Party. The Taste was once a highlight of the day, attracting the usual crowd of hungry visitors, anxious to try a mix of new and familiar food offerings. The owners of Just Wingin' It didn't have high expectations going to the Taste other than providing samples of its jumbo chicken wings and creating more awareness about its carry-out and delivery business, which Michael Ritchie started along with Elizabeth Batchelor in January. Michael Ritchie ended up coming away very excited about the result as a panel of judges selected Just Wingin' It as the winner of the Taste. The food offered Thursday was no different than what customers will get if they visit the restaurant at 1510 East Pershing Road, manager Brittany Ritchie said. We winged it, Brittany said. That's exactly what we did. This was a big step for us. We reached out to a whole lot of people. Among the guests to celebrate the day was Governor Bruce Rauner, who walked through the exhibit floor to shake hands and make small talk with various vendors. Small business success is the key to high quality of life for all the people of Illinois, he said. Rothrock said having Rauner interested in attending the event was a great opportunity to celebrate Small Business Week. Where better than to do that than the Business Expo, surrounded by so many hardworking small business people, Rothrock said. We have over 100 businesses here, over half of which are locally owned. Rothrock said having the governor's attention can benefit the business as the chamber tries to advocate on their behalf and in turn make the community stronger. Rauner didn't leave empty-handed. As a man draped in a Lowe's vest made sure the governor left Decatur with a Lowe's bucket. May I put my coffee in this? Rauner said. On Biz. Geeking Out Comics, Dollar General, Consolidated Communications. Holy comic books, Batman. This could be your chance to find out what you've been missing. A new Decatur business, Geeking Out Comics, is celebrating the National Free Comic Book Day promotion Saturday, designed to introduce audience to the joys of comic book reading. Geeking Out will have a range of free contemporary comic books available at its business, located at 2924 North Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, which is just across the road from the Jackson Ford dealership. The store will be open from noon to 8 p.m., and customers can choose up to 5 comics per person while supplies last. Geeking Out owner John Wise said he carries everything from valuable vintage comics dating back to the 1960s to modern comics, and his customers include many collectors. But Wise is also keen to support the aims of Free Comic Book Day and draw in new readers and future collectors. I'll get parents in here who have never had their kid in a comic book store, but they want them to pick up a book and read something, said Wise, who said comic books were a traditional on-ramp to the world of literature. His store, open for 8 months, also sells vintage action figures and toys and hosts regular game sessions, Dungeons and Dragons on Friday nights and random board games on game nights on Thursdays. Geeking Out Comics is open noon to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 p.m. Sunday. Call 217-848-6448 or go to www.geekingoutcomics.com. That's 848-6448 or geekingoutcomics.com. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Decatur Herald and Review dated May 6th, 2016. This is Barbara Ridenour. Please stay tuned.